Michael Brown, Iran's president, appears to be reversing his intentions on having possible talks with President Trump. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Hassan Rouhani says Trump must first lift sanctions imposed on Tehran. Otherwise, a meeting between the two would be a mere photo op. Rouhani's change of position comes after the president said on Monday there's a really good chance the two could meet on their nuclear impasse. The comment followed a surprise intervention by French President Emmanuel Macron during the G7 meeting to try to bring Washington and Tehran together after decades of conflict. Rouhani says, still with sanctions, there will not be any positive development. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
People in Puerto Rico are bracing for the arrival of Tropical Storm Dorian, which could be packing hurricane winds by time it reaches the island. The U.S. National Hurricane Center is tracking the storm.
Dorian is currently located a few hundred miles east-southeast of Puerto Rico. It's moving northwestward and will likely pass near or over that island on Wednesday. It has not yet strengthened. The maximum winds are still near 50 miles per hour sustained.
Forecasters expect Dorian to have hurricane strength winds when it passes over the western and central parts of Puerto Rico. The storm lashed the Windward Islands on Tuesday, dumping as much as 20 centimeters of rain on St. Lucia, Martinique, and St. Vincent. Forecasters believe Dorian could threaten the U.S. mainland in Florida by the weekend as a minimal hurricane. As always, for additional news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.